Chapter 23, The Believers. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. The believers are indeed successful, those who humble themselves in their prayers, and those who turn away from false, evil, and vain talk, and those who are active with deeds of charity, and those who guard their chastity except from their wives or the captives and slaves that their right hands possess. Then they are free from blame. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors. Those who are faithfully true to their trusts and to their covenants, and those who strictly guard their prayers at their fixed stated hours. These are indeed the inheritors who shall inherit paradise. They shall dwell there forever. And indeed, we created man out of an extract of clay. Then we made him as a drop of sperm, and placed it in a safe lodging within the womb. Then we made the sperm into a clot, a piece of thick coagulated blood. Then we made the clot into a small lump of flesh. Then we made out of that lump of flesh bones. Then we clothed the bones with flesh, and then we brought it forth as another creation. So blessed be Allah, the best of creators. After that, surely you will die. Then again, surely you will be resurrected on the day of resurrection. And indeed, we have created above you seven heavens, one over the other, and we are never unaware of the creation. And we send down from the sky water in due measure, and we cause it to soak in the earth, and indeed we are able to take it away with ease. With it we bring forth for you gardens of date palms and grapes, where there is much fruit for you, and of which you eat, and an olive tree that springs forth from Mount Sinai, that grows oil, and is a relish for the eaters. And indeed, in the cattle there is surely a lesson for you. We give you to drink the milk of that which is in their bellies. And there are in them numerous other benefits for you, and of them you eat, and on them and on ships you are carried. And indeed, we sent Noah to his people, and he said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Will you not then be afraid? But the chiefs of those who disbelieved among his people said, He is no more than a human being like you. He seeks to make himself superior to you. Had Allah willed, He surely could have sent down angels. Never did we hear such a thing among our fathers of old. He is only a man in whom is madness, so have patience with him for a time. Noah said, O my Lord, help me, because they deny me. So we inspired him, saying, Construct the ship under our eyes and under our revelation. Then, when our command comes, and the fountains of the earth gush forth water, take on board two of each kind, male and female, and your family, except those against whom the word has already gone forth. And do not address me in favor of those who have done wrong. Indeed, they are to be drowned. And when you have boarded the ship, you and whoever is with you, then say, All praises and thanks be to Allah, who has saved us from the people who are oppressors, wrongdoers, polytheists, and those who join others in worship with Allah. And say, My Lord, cause me to land at a blessed landing place, for you are the best of those who bring to land. Indeed, in this there are proofs, evidences, and signs for men to understand. Surely we are ever putting men to the test. Then, after them, we created another generation, and we sent to them a messenger from among themselves, saying, Worship Allah, you have no other God but Him. Will you not then be afraid of His punishment because of your worshipping others besides Him? And the chiefs of his people who disbelieved and denied the meeting in the hereafter, and to whom we are given the luxuries and comforts of this life, said, He is no more than a human being like you. He eats of that which you eat, and drinks of what you drink. If you were to obey a human being like yourselves, then indeed you would be losers. Does he promise you that when you have died and have become dust and bones, you shall come out alive? Far, very far is that which you are promised. There is nothing but our life of this world. We die, and we live, and we are not going to be resurrected. He is only a man who has invented a lie against Allah, but we are not going to believe in him. He said, O my Lord, help me, because they deny me. Allah said, In a little while they are sure to be regretful. So an awful cry overtook them with justice, and we ruined them. So away with the people who are polytheists, wrongdoers, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, and disobedient to his messengers. Then, after them, we created other generations. No nation can anticipate their term, nor can they delay it. Then we sent our messengers in succession. Every time there came to a nation their messenger, they denied him. So we made them follow one another to destruction, and we made them as examples for mankind to learn a lesson from them. So away with a people who do not believe. Then we sent Moses and his brother Aaron with our proofs, lessons, signs, revelations, and manifest authority to Pharaoh and his chiefs. But they behaved insolently, and they were arrogant, by disobeying their Lord and exalting themselves over and above the messengers of Allah. They said, Shall we believe in two men like ourselves, whose people are subject to us? So they denied them both, and became of those who were destroyed. And indeed, we gave Moses the scripture, that they may be guided. And we made the son of Mary and his mother as a sign. And we gave them refuge on high ground, a place of rest, security, and flowing streams. O you messengers, eat of the halal foods which Allah has made legal, and do righteous deeds. Indeed, I am well acquainted with what you do. And indeed, this religion of yours is one religion, and I am your Lord, so keep your duty to me. But men have broken their religion into disputing factions, each group rejoicing in its belief. So leave them in their error for a time. Do they think that because we enlarged them in wealth and children, that we would hasten to them with good things in this worldly life? No, they do not understand. Indeed, those who live in awe for fear of their Lord, and those who believe in the proofs, signs, and revelations of their Lord, and those who do not join anyone in worship as partners with their Lord, and those who give charity and also do other good deeds with their hearts full of fear, because they are sure to return to their Lord for reckoning, it is these who race for the good deeds, and they are foremost in them. And we do not burden any person except according to his capacity, and with us is a record which speaks the truth, and they will not be wronged. No, but their hearts are covered, blind from understanding the Quran, and they have other evil deeds which they are doing. Until when we grasp those of them who lead a luxurious life with punishment, behold, they make humble invocations with a loud voice. Do not invoke loudly this day. Certainly you shall not be helped by us. Indeed, my verses used to be recited to you, but you used to turn back on your heels by denying them. In pride, they talk evil about the Quran, like one telling fables by night. Have they not pondered over the word of Allah? Or has there come to them what has not come to their fathers of old? Or is it that they did not recognize Muhammad the messenger, so they deny him? Or do they say, There is madness in him? No, but he brought them the truth, but most of the disbelievers hate the truth. And if the truth had been in accordance with their desires, indeed the heavens and the earth, and whosoever is there, would have been corrupted. No, we have brought them their reminder, but they turn away from their reminder. Or is it that you, O Muhammad, ask them for some wage? But the recompense of your Lord is better, and he is the best of those who give sustenance. And certainly you, O Muhammad, call them to a straight path. And indeed, those who do not believe in the hereafter are indeed deviating far and astray from the path. And though we had mercy on them and removed the distress which is on them, they would still persist in their transgression, wandering blindly. And indeed, we seized them with punishment, but they did not humble themselves to their Lord, nor did they invoke Allah with submission to him. Until When we open for them the gate of severe punishment, then they will be plunged into destruction with deep regret, sorrow, and in despair. It is He who has created for you the sense of hearing, sight, and understanding, yet little thanks you give. And it is He who has created you on the earth, and to Him you shall be gathered back. And it is He who gives life and causes death, and His is the alternation of night and day. Will you not then understand? No, but they say the like of what the men of old said. They said, "When we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we indeed be raised up? Indeed, we and our fathers have been promised this before. These are only the tales of the ancients." Say, "To whom belongs the earth and everyone on it, if you know?" They will say, "It is Allah's." Say, "Will you not then remember?" Say, "Who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne?" They will say, "Allah." Say, "Will you not then fear Allah?" Say, "In whose hand is the sovereignty of everything? And He protects all, while against whom there is no protector. Say, if you know." They will say, "All belongs to Allah." Say, "How then are you deceived and turned away from the truth?" No, but we have brought them the truth of Islam, and indeed the disbelievers are liars. Allah did not beget a son, nor is there any god with Him. If there had been many gods, behold, each god would have taken away what he had created, and some would have tried to overcome others. Glorified be Allah above all that they attribute to Him, all-knower of the unseen and the seen. Exalted be He over all that they associate as partners to Him. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord, if you would show me that with which they are threatened, my Lord, save me from your punishment, and put me not amongst the people who are polytheists and wrongdoers. And indeed, we are able to show you, O Muhammad, that with which we have threatened them. Repel evil with that which is better. We are best acquainted with the things they utter, and say, my Lord, I seek refuge with you from the whisperings of the devils, and I seek refuge with you, my Lord, for fear they may come near to me. Until, when death comes to one of those who join partners with Allah, he says, my Lord, send me back, so that I may do good in that which I have left behind. No, it is but a word that he speaks, and behind them is a barrier, until the day when they will be resurrected. Then, when the trumpet is blown, there will be no kinship among them that day, nor will they care about one another. Then, those whose scale of good deeds are heavy, they are the successful. And those whose scales of good deeds are light, they are those who lose their own selves, and they will abide in hell. The fire will burn their faces, and there they will grin with displaced lips. It will be said to them, were not my verses recited to you, and then you used to deny them? They will say, our Lord, our wretchedness overcame us, and we were an erring people. Our Lord, bring us out of this. If we return to evil, then indeed we shall be polytheists, oppressors, unjust, and wrongdoers. Allah will say, remain in it with disgrace, and do not speak to me. Indeed, there was a party of my slaves who used to say, our Lord, we believe, so forgive us and have mercy on us, for you are the best of all who show mercy. But you took them for a laughingstock, so much so that they made you forget my remembrance while you used to laugh at them. Indeed, I have rewarded them this day for their patience. They are indeed the ones that are successful. Allah will say, what number of years did you stay on earth? They will say, we stayed a day or part of a day. Ask of those who keep account. Allah will say, you stayed only for a brief interim, if you had only known. Did you think that we had created you in play, without any purpose, and that you would not be brought back to us? So exalted be Allah, the true King. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Lord of the Supreme Throne. and whoever invokes or worships besides Allah any other god of whom he has no proof, then his reckoning is only with his Lord. Surely, the disbelievers in Allah and in the oneness of Allah will not be successful. And say, O Muhammad, my Lord, forgive and have mercy, for you are the best of those who show mercy.